Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the top three things people overlook when doing PCI DSS, especially self-attestation. So I like self-attestation, right? I mean, I'm good with that. It's sort of like the old Sarbanes-Oxley days when I first rolled out. Tell me what you're going to do, and then tell me you did what you're going to. You said you would do. I did. I'm going to do this, and I totally did it. Okay, you're compliant. I like that. That sounds good. With respect to PCI, as things have, you know, gotten more refined and more robust, now we're at 3.2 as of this video, it's gotten more clear as to what people need to do when they're completing the SIQ. But the self-attestation questionnaire. But, I still see people who are reading the SAQ and the PCI guidelines who are misunderstanding a few things. So today I'm going to talk about three areas where I often see misunderstandings. So the tip to you is read your SAQ. And if you're not a PCI guy, talk to a PCI guy. I'm not a PCI guy. I talk to him all the time. That's why I'm talking to you. Here's what I've learned. So, number one. Number one is monitoring, right? Monitoring of those servers. And it goes beyond simply saying, oh, I collect Windows logs, I am monitoring. No, there's very specific requirements within the SAQ for what you need to monitor. Things like process creation deletion events. Things like file integrity monitoring, which is bar none the most overlooked component that I see when I'm talking to people. Things like access logs on infrastructure components. Read the SAQ. Saying you're monitoring is not enough. You got to actually go through like a checklist and monitor what they want you to monitor. Number two, penetration testing. So everyone's like, oh, I do a penetration test because I pay company X to scan me for vulnerabilities. Even today, even this day and age, a lot of people are still confusing vulnerability assessments with penetration tests. So a friendly reminder, vulnerability assessments is scanning for software level vulnerabilities. In other words, missing patches and missing code. Whereas a penetration test is executing a test to not only see if those vulnerabilities can be exploited, but also, more importantly, a test to find and detect and exploit architectural weaknesses. You can have a completely secure, patched, hardened system and still have a crappy password and have it on the internet with no firewall. Right? There's vulnerabilities and there's configuration mistakes. So you do need to have penetration tests performed by a third party that's actually going in and drilling in and testing manually. And the third component is all about your security program. I got policies. That's good. Good. I got an incident response program. I mean, we were responding to incidents. That's good. That's good. Make sure that you have a document of policies and procedures, much like monitoring, that these policies and procedures are following the PCI DSS like a checklist, that you are checking the things that need to be checked, that your incident response plan covers incidents within the PCI payment zone, and that you are testing that using a security exercise that's documented on a regular basis. So those are three areas I often see people misunderstanding about PCI. Overall, though, if you're going to do it, talk to some people who have done. Pick up a phone, pick up Twitter, hop online, talk to QSA. I'm not QSA. Don't pretend to be one. Just got stuck in traffic. Have a good one.